At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer. How laughter bellows louder among friends. And how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
You are listening to
Metal Shop's Backstage Pass.
It's Metal Shop at Home here, talking to you from my bedroom, and I'm actually talking with someone all the way in Finland, Helsinki Finnish folk metal band Ensiferum. That's how I call them. Is it Ensiferum? Ensiferum? How do you prefer to pronounce it?
We pronounce it Ensiferum.
Ensiferum. Okay. You might notice the voice on the other side. It is Pete Lindros or Petri Lindros. Do you prefer Pete or Petri?
We can go with Pete.
Pete.
It's more relaxed.
All right. Sounds good, man. Their new album, Thalassic, coming out July 10th. It's their eighth album. It's coming out on Metal Blade Records. But I guess first off, man, we were talking off air. You're playing some Xbox now. It sounds like you're kind of just hanging out. How are you doing? How are you staying sane? How are you staying safe? How's things going for you in your life right now?
Well, all things considered, everything is pretty fine, actually. Hanging a lot of at home, playing Xbox, playing guitar, you know, doing laundry, cooking, stuff like that one. So basically, living the life without living my dream as a musician at the moment, kind of.
Yeah, I mean, you kind of just have to just take it as it goes, and it sounds like you're at least making the positive side of things, and at least you can kind of do things like this, like, you know, hype up the record, talk to some people, do some press and stuff. And how are things going in Finland right now? How is the state of everything? And obviously, we're all living in different sides of this pandemic thing. How's things going in Finland?
I would say also pretty much like so far so good. For some reason, they decided to open the schools for the last 2 weeks in this semester. So they're going to have like the summer vacation starting in 2 weeks anyway. So I don't kind of see the point of that one, but it's not up to me.
Yeah.
I would have kept them closed and stuff. They are planning also gradually opening the bars on 1st of June, so I guess a lot of people will be happy about that decision, though.
Yeah. Have you been, you know, catching up on your drinking at home?
Actually, I quit drinking alcohol about 6 years ago.
Oh, so there you go. Me too.
That is not an issue to me at this point.
Right on, man. Well,
yeah.
Well, okay, so let's talk a little bit about the record, Thalassic. It's going to be coming out July on Metal Blade Records. First off, it's a hell of a time to release an album, wouldn't you say?
It is, yeah. It was, well, scheduled to come out at that point when this whole corona thing was not even existing, basically.
So, yeah.
We are sticking to this release schedule,
good.
And I think it's actually a pretty good one in the end, because I guess a lot of people appreciate new music coming out even during this time. So I think it's a good thing.
And yeah, and obviously you're going to remember, like, when you look back at your career and your discography, and you're going to look at that CD and go, you know what? We released that album during a worldwide f-ing pandemic, man.
Yeah. I think it's going to be sticking around forever. Yes.
So we've heard a single from the record, and obviously we have a couple months to go till the album is released. But if you could, just to give us a taste of it, what are three words you would use to describe the album, Pete?
Very dynamic, very compact, and ridiculously good.
Nice. All right. Yeah. Hell yeah. So what is your I'm always curious about this. What is your personal songwriting process look like with the band? You know, is it a collaborative thing? Is there one person who generally, like, comes up with ideas and it goes from there? What's the songwriting process for Insifirum?
Our main guy, Markus Toivonen, he is the guy behind the music and ideas, what he brings over, and then we sit down at the rehearsal room and start playing around with different ideas and arrangements and everything like that, and in the end we have songs. So
nice.
that's pretty much in a nutshell of the songwriting process what we have.
Well, you started, what I was reading on your bio is that you started playing guitar at age 14, which is awesome. Who was your first guitarist that inspired you? What was the first thing that made you say, like, I want to pick up this guitar and I want to learn how to play?
I would blame the guys from Slayer and Megadeth.
Nice. Okay.
At that time period, Dave Mustaine and Marty Friedman, and, well, then the infamous duo from Slayer.
Yeah. Hanneman, Kerry King, dude. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
And,
yeah.
Do you remember, because we all have those songs that we got to, like, teach ourselves, and what was the first time that you, like, learned a metal riff? What was do you remember the first song that you learned that was, like, actual, you know, you could pull off a metal riff?
I was just thinking about that one the other day, and, I think it's going to be this kind of a classic than Metallica's Enter Sandman. I think the opener riff of that one, when the song gets started, I guess it's that one.
Okay, awesome, man. And yeah. That's a classic, too. It sounds like you're big into the big four of American thrash, and I'm going to tie that into my next question. So we all know a lot of, you know, there's a lot of badass Finnish metal bands, Finnish rock bands, and we know the big four of American thrash. So we know Anthrax, Slayer, Metallica, Megadeth. If I put you on the spot right now and asked you, what's the big four of Finnish metal, what would you come up with?
I would most likely go with four different style of bands that actually made it big from over here. First one, what comes to mind is Stratovarius.
Oh, yeah.
From power metal scene. And then from a little bit more death-influenced stuff, I would pull out Children of Bodom.
Yep.
Definitely that one. And, well, I kind of cannot ignore it, but Nightwish kind of made it f-ing big.
Yes, absolutely.
And then a fourth one. Well, one band that has had a hell of a career already now is Valtari.
Who's that?
Valtari.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. I don't pronounce that the same as you, I guess. I don't pronounce it particularly as eloquently
American
as you.
Valtari.
Ah, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, but this band has also, they got music from all, how could I even put it? Like, everything what you think a band could ever play, they have done it pretty much.
Really? Okay. I got to check that out.
They got a lot of variety within their albums. There is there is epic stuff in it.
That's awesome. Is there a place you would suggest to start off with on their discography?
I really love their album called Torcha.
Okay.
That is very good. And then there is the Death Metal Symphony in Deep Sea.
Oh my gosh. That sounds pretty epic.
That is one hell of an album.
Nice. Okay, well, now that we got that out of the way, I was curious about, so like, we were talking about, you know, your first metal riff, it was Metallica, Enter Sandman, but even if it's embarrassing, I want to know, what was the first album that you purchased with your own money, like the first CD or album that you purchased with your own money from doing chores or, you know, allowance or whatever it was?
I was already thinking about that one just a few days ago too, because nice. I was just digging through my C cassettes.
Yeah.
And I found Megadeth's Countdown to Extinction on a C cassette. And
yeah.
That is the absolute first both what I had.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Nice, man. Do you remember, like, you know, what made you want to pick that one out? Had you heard Megadeth before that, or was it the album title or the album cover?
For the reason I do not remember that
okay.
one. Yeah. But if I would need to say, I think it was the band's name, Megadeth, yeah. and, you know, the album cover. That sounds like a reasonable reason to buy it.
I would agree, man. So Insopherum, you guys are celebrating 25 years as a band in 2020, which is pretty monumental. Curious, what keeps you personally motivated to, you know, and interested in continuing making awesome underground heavy metal music?
The reason is pretty simple, because we still enjoy it and we love to do new music, and touring is in our blood. You know, playing live yeah. shows, that is our thing. So simply, it might sound like a cliche, but love for the music, man.
That's awesome. And, you know, that's passion. It is very, very obvious through your music and through your live shows, too. You guys have such a connection to your fans, I've noticed, through over the years of seeing you guys live. You guys put it all out on stage, and I can tell you guys totally love it. So I'm looking forward to maybe in a, you know, 2021 or, you know, whenever things, you know, start to clear up and touring is a thing again. I'm looking forward to seeing you guys play on the new record. Okay, so we were talking about some of your early inspirations and stuff, and I'm going to put you on the spot one more time. If you could pick four albums that have made a distinct and, like, positive impact on your life, four landmark albums for you.
First one comes to mind, Megadeth's Rust in Peace.
Classic.
That is a album what I think I will never get enough and bored in my whole lifetime.
Yeah.
And then we have, I think my first encounter with Slayer was Seasons in the Abyss.
Yeah.
So that album is really, really on my top favorites. And then I would need to pick two other ones. That's a tough one, you know?
Yeah.
Since there is so many good albums out there, and a lot more what I haven't even discovered yet.
Right.
So, then I could actually put on also Dream Theater's Images and Words.
Nice. Okay.
Yeah. That one is also a very classical album.
Yeah.
What has been played a lot back in the days. And if I have to put one more in it, just one, then I'll go with Skid Row's Slave to the Grind.
Nice. All right. That's a good one too.
It's an album. Yeah.
All right, dude. So just an easier one, just off the top of your head. If you were transported magically into the, you know, into the arena of WrestleMania, and they said, All right, Pete, you got to pick your own theme song to get you pumped up, to get everyone pumped up. What would be your wrestling or UFC theme song, dude?
Well, I know what would happen if I would actually need to step into the ring. I would get seriously hurt. I don't know. Maybe someone please call 911.
There you go. Nice.
Yeah, I think I'll go with that one. Yeah.
All right. Sounds good, man. All right, dude. Well, do you have any? One more question I have for you before I ask you the final question. I just have: if you could pick a scar on your body, Pete, and tell us the story of how you got that scar.
I have a scar on my finger. Is it still there, visible? Just a tiny bit. When you look under a very bright light, I guess you might. Yeah, there it is. Yeah, found it. We were little kids, and we were drinking beer in a skate park thing.
Nice.
And there were bottles back in the days, not cans.
Yeah.
So there were beer bottles made of glass, and there was a lot of them lying on the stone ground.
Mm-hmm.
And one of them was broken, and for some reason I picked it up, and it just like crushed in my hand because it was already broken.
Yeah.
I picked it up, and it just went to hundreds of pieces, and it cut it open my finger like really neatly. I got a scar from that one. So basically, after that one, I've been checking out bottles a little bit more careful.
Luckily, it didn't do too much nerve damage, like, or it might have affected your guitar playing, right?
Yeah, no, it was just a clean cut on the skin. It did not go inside the finger, so it just peeled off the skin a little bit.
Still nasty, though.
It is, yeah. But not that serious as it might sound.
Good. Right on, man. Well, I'm looking forward to the record. Again, the new album is the 8th album by Insepharam, Finnish folk metal band, and I'm talking with Pete Lindroos from the band. Thalassic coming out July 10th. You can pre-order it now on Metal Blade Records. Do you have any words for anyone here in the Northwest that's, going through the same thing that you're going through right now, too?
Just keep up the good spirits. This will pass. I don't have an exact answer when, but it will, of course, and life will get back to normal, and bands will go back on tours and albums coming out, and everything will be good in the kingdom, as I could say.
I look forward to it, man. Thanks again for your time, dude. Have a good one.
You too, man. Cheers.
Yeah, keep gaming. See ya.
See ya.
This has been Metal Shop's Backstage Pass.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. You can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.